Graduation is just a couple months away. The air is full of possibility and springtime and perhaps even romance. And that is where we pick up with the Howard Project, our ongoing conversation with four students at Howard University here in Washington, D.C., as they anticipate graduation. We've been talking with Ariel Alford, Taylor Davis, Leighton Watson, and Kevin Peterman. And this week, we asked them how dating and romantic relationships fit into their college experience. By the way, the music you'll hear throughout this story is stuff our Howard students picked out. Love songs, breakup songs, thank God I'm single songs, and everything in between. We begin this week with Leighton Watson. He met his first college girlfriend before he even got to campus.
I had seen her Facebook picture. I thought she was so pretty that I thought she was fake. But no, when we got to campus, met up on the first day, and we actually ended up staying together for 2.5 years.
Ariel's first crush was an upperclassman. They were in the same class, and they bonded over a book.
And I was just like, oh, wow, we're going to talk about this book, and it's going to be so cool. And also, he would always hold doors for me. So, I don't know, I just started having a crush on him, which I don't now.
Taylor met her first college crush during freshman orientation. He was cute, driven, focused on his schoolwork, but she never did anything about it.
I don't really know why. I feel like I enjoyed the safeness of knowing that I can admire him and I can have these feelings without there being, I don't know, the chance of rejection or anything like that. Can I admire you from afar?
Kevin was still dating his high school girlfriend when he got to Howard. When that relationship finally ended, he started to notice the range of other options.
There was this Cali cool girl from California. There was a Southern Belle. There was the ambitious, fast-talking girl from Chicago or Detroit. So sometimes you're happy about being single because it gives you time to really, not necessarily play the field, but time to really look out and see what else is out on the field.
But like any college student, these guys have also had their fair share of heartache and disappointment. Ariel goes on dates here and there. Nothing serious. And she likes serious.
It's like, what are we talking about? I want to talk about Gaza, and you want to talk about, I don't know, the new iPhone?
And when she's trying to shake herself out of that dating funk, her go-to song is Feel the Fire by Teddy Pendergrass and Stephanie Mills.
I love that song because I sing it loud by myself. In the car, at home. Yep, it just makes me feel like, yeah, feel the fire.
Taylor Davis uses a journal to express her love woes.
It also allows me to vent endlessly because I think, you know, you don't want to go to the same person every single time you have an issue.
Kevin Peterman likes company for his misery, one friend in particular.
What he says I don't always like. It's always really tough love. And you don't usually have that conversation. He'll usually pat me on the back and say, let's go to happy hour.
Hey, this is Leighton. And the way that I always cope with a breakup is a little childish, but it's always to better myself in a way that makes it crystal clear to the other person that they made a mistake. But how about
now? And for Leighton, the song that suits that mood is How About Now by Drake.
I like that song because it makes you, especially when you end up succeeding after, it's like, I told you that I was a good choice and you didn't believe it, and kind of how about now?
Girl, how about now? How about now, girl? What about now, girl? How about now?
After 4 years at Howard University, these students have learned more than they can measure about a whole range of subjects. They've also started to figure out what they want in their personal lives. Kevin Peterman says he knows he needs someone who matches his own ambition.
That lesson really became clear to me in the last few months, and I have to attribute that to the person who I'm with right now who really showed me how someone can truly be your other half.
And, well, when you're in college and you're in love, Stevie Wonder pretty much hits the mark.
From now on, it will be you and I, and a ribbon in the sky.
It's almost as if there actually is a ribbon in the sky, that there is something above saying that we need to be together.
There's a ribbon in the sky for us.
Leighton Watson says he has learned a lot about how he'll navigate future relationships. Key for him, ask a lot of questions right from the get-go, because they could reveal the unexpected.
For example, if your girl happens to be into pageants, usually their parents maybe had them in pageants. And so you can kind of predict that this, if you have a daughter with this person, that's going to be something that they expect. And so for me, it's just asking detailed questions up front.
Ariel needs someone who is driven by the same issues that matter to her.
Whoever I'm with has to care about my people, like has to care about Africa and the diaspora, has to care about things that are happening across the globe. I'm definitely looking for somebody where that's intrinsic.
Taylor says that over the course of 4 years in college, she hasn't been on a single date, but it's okay with her.
I got to a point when I realized that I can't rely on other people to affirm me, because sometimes they won't. And I can't allow my life to be deterred because someone didn't tell me I was pretty or someone didn't tell me they liked me. So I guess I appreciate what God has created, because he said it is good, and surely it is good.
That's Taylor Davis, Kevin Peterman, Ariel Alford, and Leighton Watson, Howard students who've been talking with us as they anticipate graduation this spring. Superman.